time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Doug Life started as a professor at Bemidji State in the fall of 1990. Life, a professor in the business department, has been a student advisor over the years, as well as Bemidji State's faculty athletic rep, a liaison between athletics, academics, and the NCAA for 9 seasons. Doug Life joins us next on Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, bsubeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Doug Life has been a staple inside the classroom at Bemidji State since the fall of 1990. Also been a staple on the sidelines of Beaver football and in the stands of Beaver hockey. Who are his favorites to watch over those years?
I'm going to start with Andrew Murray, Murdog. Fantastic work ethic. Guy breaks his ankle, and then what, about 6 weeks later, he's scoring and beating the Gophers down there at Mariucci. His work ethic is incredible. His integrity is beyond reproach. He's a fantastic human being, great family, great father, great husband, but very talented. I mean, he could get you a goal and win a game just on pure talent, and we watched him do that a lot, especially that one against Air Force where 5 guys were hanging on him, and he put it in there right in the crease in overtime. Yeah, we're going with the trifecta again. We got a hat trick here. Number two is Jean-Guy Gervais, mostly because that's about the most hockey-minded name in BSU hockey history, maybe in any hockey level. Jean-Guy Gervais, he was a man's man, and when you were skating over center ice, you better not be on the rails that he's coming at you with, because he would lift you right out of your skates. And you know what? He rarely did it dirty. It was never a penalty call. It was just a rummage sale of equipment on the ice. It was gloves and hats and mouth guards and sticks all over. It was like a yard sale, but it was all legal. It was clean. And he's a man's man, and now he's Dudley Do-Right up in Canada. And yeah, I like him a lot.
The story for Doug Life's third favorite Beaver comes with a little bit of truth and a whole lot of sarcasm.
Number three, I'm going with your guy, my guy, everybody's guy, Rob Sirianni, Rocco. And I'm doing this for 2 reasons. He was the funniest guy that wore the green and white that didn't know it. He was just naturally funny, not trying to be, didn't know it. And then he got the goal. He got the goal. I don't even have to explain that. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. The goal where Jimmy Jam, George, turned the light on while the puck was still 5 feet in front of the goalie. Capper hadn't started the clock yet until that puck landed in front of Rocco. And then all of a sudden there's water bottles on the ice and sport coats on the ice. And nets tipped over. And there's Commissioner R.H. Peters right there at the end on President Quisgard's platform thinking, oh boy, my first suspension. I better get this one right. The all-time leading Beaver hockey victory coach is about to suspend the enemy coach. Yeah, Rocco.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.